AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. Pope Francis brought his message of love and hope to families gathered in Philadelphia, and his message was preserve the family.
Que Dios lo bendiga.
May God bless
you. Que Dios les dé fuerza.
May God give you hope.
Que Dios los anime a seguir adelante.
God give you the strength
Cuidemos
to move forward.
La familia.
Let us look after
Defendemos
the family.
La
Let's protect
Porque
the family.
Ahí,
because it's in the family
se juega nuestro futuro.
That our future
Gracias.
Is at play.
This was the highlight of the World Meeting of Families. It was a star-studded event.
It's an elaborate production with a full orchestra and lots of stars, including Aretha Franklin, whose amazing grace brought lots of applause. Actor Mark Wahlberg is the evening's host.
I truly feel like today I could do anything. And I attribute all of my success to my Catholic faith.
The Festival of Families was held outdoors on the Ben Franklin Parkway. Organizers called it a celebration for families and a vigil for prayer. Julie Walker, Philadelphia.
On the sidelines of a UN summit, Secretary of State John Kerry says he's opening a dialogue with Iran about the crises in Syria and Yemen.
I view this week as a major opportunity for any number of countries to play an important role in trying to resolve some of the very difficult issues of the Middle East.
Iran's foreign minister says he's hoping the talks will lead to a lifting of sanctions. A suspect is in custody for shooting a deputy in Western Oregon. The officer responding to the report of shots fired was hit. He's hospitalized in stable condition. 38-year-old Carlos Roa is in custody. This is AP Radio News. The National Transportation Safety Board's looking closely at the left front axle of the duck boat that crashed Thursday in Seattle. Four students were killed. Witnesses said the duck boat seemed to have veered, like a tire was locked up. The NTSB's Earl Wiener says the axle came right off the vehicle.
Looking at the parts, it was sheared off in a torque. But beyond that, it's hard to say why that happened. You know, what was the mechanism that caused that to shear? And we don't have that kind of understanding at this point.
This is the first time the NTSB has looked into a land crash of an amphibious vehicle. They have investigated accidents before in the water. Fear of spiders led to a mishap in Detroit. It could have been a disaster. A man getting gas. He sees a spider on his car, and he thought a lighter flame would be a good way to get rid of it. The fire damaged his vehicle and destroyed the gas pump. I'm Jackie Quinn. AP Radio News.